Thank you for watching, everyone.
No, it's already closed. I was singing the theme song. I'm gonna match it up.
Why'd you close it? You're supposed to keep it running.
It's not a train.
You're supposed to keep this recording running. So if you ever get any precious recordings here,
it is,
you can throw it in there.
It's not recording, though, so you can say something embarrassing now. And I could maybe not do something with it. Liam, is there anything embarrassing you want to say about yourself that is not being recorded right now?
Not really. I think Zach should say something embarrassing while it's not being recorded right now.
Well, I once walked around naked at a park.
Hey, did you get my tweet?
I didn't.
Go to my Twitter.
I haven't been looking. Oh, the one that you sent a while ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was like a while ago.
See? I told you we were on iTunes.
I know, but it's not showing up for me. I'm telling you, brother.
Don't talk to my brother like that.
Brother.
Oh, brethren. You have a lot to learn.
Brethren.
Well.
What's going on, my brethren? How y'all doing now? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. How about you? Yes, I'm super sexy fine. Oh, yes,
hey.
Penis.
We never thanked Liam the Donovan Viper for being a guest.
Well,
at the end.
This will be in the podcast too, I assure you.
Yeah, but this will be awkward.
Liam. That was really awkward, but Liam.
Thank you for penis.
Thank you.
That's okay, my penis.
What about your penis? No.
Alright, penis.
Thanks, penis.
Continue.
Whole lot of penis.
Anytime, dudes. Anytime you want me to come on your show with my penis, I will.
When will you come without the penis, though? Is that even
possible?
The
penis is always there.
Alright.
It's just hidden in the depths of my pants.
Whether or not it's noticeable is another question, yes.
Correct.
Alright.
Whether it's a small sword. Hey, Rachel TV just went live.
Okay. Don't know who that is.
The Donovan Viper's favorite, Rachel Moore.
Surprisingly, we have been chatting a hell of a lot, dude, and it's all thanks to you, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's really strange.
You know what time it is?
Huh?
I don't
know.
Who?
It is currently 3 minutes past 11 here in the evening.
Here.
It is.
Here, listen to this. That was my penis flopping around.
Wow.
When you go out in a really strong wind, see if you can start, moving your pelvis to get a nice windmill on it. It's amazing what you can do with the wind. Whoosh! You got to be careful of your thighs, though, because it might, smack your thighs and you'll get chafing. So you need to rub some antiseptic cream on them. But it's so worth it.
Might cut your leg open if it's that huge, though. You hear that sound of it slapping around?
Sounds... Jesus.
It is a treasure to behold, having a super large penis.
Treasure.
It's a burden some of us just can't handle.
How do you do jumping jacks?
With great difficulty. I have to tape it to the side of my leg with duct tape so it doesn't move around. I've used normal sellotape. That didn't work. It prized apart really quickly.
That's painful.
If you do it too tight, then bloody hell, the penetration that you get after you finish, it goes for miles.
Wow.
How do you get the tape off?
Well, I don't have any hair on my legs, you see, so it's nice and easy just to pull it off.
Yeah, but you don't have any hair on your penis either?
No, that's wrong.
Why was everybody calling you Woolly Mammoth?
What?
What the hell?
Liam should start a new podcast just all about penis tips.
The tip of my penis is red.
Yeah, exactly.
Here. You know what? You know what I'm going to do? Here, let me...
I'm kind of scared.
Here, let me open up Google for a second.
Google?
Wait.
Opening up your FAP images tab.
No, I'm actually opening up my penis images tabs. Wait. Oh, I spelled it wrong. Here, let me do this.
On Google? What about Tumblr?
Wait. Let's see, how do you add people?
Uh-oh, add people.
Wait.
What the hell?
Let me do this.
It sounds so sexual right now.
It is. He's on Google and he's looking for people.
It sounds like he's doing something right now.
I am doing something.
Or someone.
No, I'd go with something.
I have no doubt that he actually is just sitting there looking at pictures of penises.
How do you call numbers? See, it's open up keypad.
What the heck?
Don't say the number out loud either. Don't say it.
I don't know the number you're talking about. Oh. I hear the dial tones. Stop.
What the hell is going on?
You better be recording.
Wait, how do you call? Put the keypad in.
Oh my gosh.
Who are you phoning?
I think he's trying to get some sex hotline or something, maybe.
And he wants me to talk to them.
I don't know, that's my guess.
It says I don't have enough credit. Credit?
You don't have enough credit.
How do you do that?
Take some more electives in class, you know.
I'm so scared right now.
No, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Ooh, the bottom of what?
My penis. The shaft is so big, we don't even know how to get to the bottom of it. It's like
all you see around the corners, it's a huge shadow. You can't even see underneath.
That's why I do most of my videos pantless.
Actually, I do wear pants. Thank you. No, I don't.
That should be a thing where everyone in the YouTube community should do videos without any pants on.
Especially Johnny Millennium. Because you would know. Oh, my God. No.
The introduction would be so sexual. It's like, hello and welcome to another episode. You can see my game collection behind me, but you haven't seen what's below my waist yet, have you? It's my penis.
Here, it's at this fine Liam, piece of woman.
Liam, you do... What?
This fine piece of woman.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the...
yes.
Please
I need... Let's see.
Keep it going.
She sounded like a well-fit lady then. I was like, hello, babes, how are you doing? Fancy a gobble on my dick.
What?
My penis.
That is terrible.
Liam, you do understand what you're doing is illegal in most countries. This conversation you're having right now.
Why is that?
Let's see.
I'm talking to people... And one of those people just happens to be an echo sound test service. I think it's pretty legal.
Not anymore. You got rid of her.
How do you do this? I thought you were allowed to call people on Skype.
Who are you trying to call? You trying to call?
I don't even know. Line? The Ukraine Express.
That sounds like a personal... That's the name of my penis. Leave it alone.
Good. I don't get it. How do you call people?
I don't get it.
Let's call people Mafia.
I think you go to the dial pad, you know?
That's what I was on. That's the numbers you were hearing. Like, listen.
I guess you have to pay then.
But you didn't have to pay before.
What are you talking about?
I know you were able to do it without using credit.
It's 2.3 cents per minute, you know.
You're not going to record this if you do get through, are you?
Call. Fool, call.
Fool. So is that episode going to be up today?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. I thought you were going to put it on YouTube, you lie?
No, I was in the middle of rendering it, but it said it was going to take 4 hours to render. I don't even know. I thought...
Obviously, look how long the podcast is.
Yeah, but I mean, it's an MP3. It's not, like, crazy, like, Game Chasers stuff.
So it takes an hour for me to upload, like, a 15-minute video of mine.
Guess so. I need to add more people.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
You gotta talk to my friend. No, it doesn't go like that, does it?
Talk to your friend. Talk to me.
Talk to me. As we never, ever, ever, ever get back
together. There's no China people.
No China people? That's what you were hoping for?
A little bit.
China people, aka Chinese people.
You could ask them if they speak English.
No, don't go there. Don't go there.
No,
how? I need credit, but I don't have credit.
I speak English.
What am I supposed to do now? Let's talk to this lady again.
Yes,
hello.
In for
welcome
the...
to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Yes. Hey.
Screaming. Hey.
Oh my. Penis.
No.
Sexy
hey.
Lady.
Penis.
I feel your
who's
flow.
Who's that lady?
Take my penis in your vagina.
Screaming. Hey.
Oh my. Penis.
Penis.
Sexy
no.
Sexy
hey.
Lady. I feel your flow.
What?
That was hilarious.
We should, if only you could just do like an infinite message, we could have recorded the whole podcast that way. And then it played it all back to us.
Get support. $169.99 a year. Sounds like a scam.
Why are you adding freaking... Oh, I thought you added Pegasus to this call.
I tried.
Because it said you added him. Why are you trying?
I don't know. I'm trying to get somebody in here. I'm trying to get people from different locations.
No one's online right now, darn it.
Yeah, but Pizza Hut.
There's usually someone online.
I'm trying to get a Pizza Hut conversation going. Like,
we should prank call people. That would be funny.
That's what I was trying to do, but I don't know how. I don't know how to add people in.
You can't. You need credits.
I knew you were able to before. I guess they changed it a while back or something.
So, Cole, are we going to have Tim on the next episode or no?
I'll have to ask him to see if he's up before. I don't even know my schedule. I have to check.
Because I have someone who's willing to do it either this week or next week, I think.
Who would be that?
Jason from the 3 kilobytes.
Never heard of him. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, I know. I don't think I've ever talked to him, though. Yes, here we go. Alright.
What?
Quiet down. This is gonna go terrible.
Who's talking?
Cole is.
Okay.
At the conference.
Hello?
Welcome to the Pizza Hut card hotline. Bienvenido a la línea directa de la tarjeta de Pizza Hut. To hear instructions in English, press 1. Para oír instrucciones en español, oprima el 2. To receive the balance of your card, press 1. To receive your card account history, press 2. To hear card... Please hold while we transfer your call to a service representative.
This is going to be so good.
Picture quality. This call may be monitored and or recorded at any time. Thank you. All representatives are currently assisting other customers.
Hello?
What in the world?
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut gift card hotline. My name is Irving. How may I help you?
Hi. I was hoping you could help me out. Yeah, so I'm having a problem. You see, I gave you my... Can you help me out?
Hello,
all right, I didn't know what to say. I have to write down a script or something.
What was that?
Do you want me to do it?
No, I was trying to think of something to say. Because I listen to Video Game Outsiders, so I didn't want to rip theirs. What should I
say? Was a fail. A fail and a half.
I just didn't know what to say.
Fail and a half.
What should I roll with?
Penises.
What should my Skype name be?
Penises. That should be the running thing of this episode.
All right. Well, how should I go about it?
That's up to you.
All right, I'll try. You want to do it?
Yeah, let me do it.
All right, I'll go.
Oh dear.
We'll go in order. We'll just keep.
You're recording this, right?
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Book It Reading Incentive Program, sponsored by Pizza Hut. If you know your party's extension, press 1 now. For
1.
English, remain on the line. Para español, marque número 2.
Numero dos.
Our customer service hours are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. For more information or to enroll online, please visit our website at Book It.
Well, you suck.
What was that about? Stop dropping the ball on this one, Cole.
No, because they said it was whatever.
Ah, what the heck?
I guess we'll call the gift card people again. Because I didn't know what to say.
Two people at once.
Alright, let's get them to talk to each other.
Oh, God.
Who's talking?
Talk to each other?
Who's talking?
You.
Okay. Give me a topic.
Welcome to the Pizza Hut card hotline. Bienvenido a la línea directa de la tarjeta de Pizza Hut. To hear instructions in English, press 1. Para oír instrucciones en español. To receive the balance of your card, press 1. Please hold while we transfer your call to a service representative.
Leo, this is all you.
Ensure quality. This call may be monitored and or recorded at any time. Thank you.
Oh dear.
All representatives are currently assisting other customers. Please hold for the next available representative. Thank you.
Actually, Cole, you do it.
Alright, I don't know what to say.
All representatives are currently assisting other customers.
Uh-huh.
Please hold for the next available representative. Thank you.
I'll vote for different things.
We had one.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know what to say. Here, how about you guys write things in the chat, and I'll kind of work with them.
Oh, great.
All representatives are currently assisting other customers.
Please hold for the next available representative. Thank you.
Are you gonna cut some of this out?
I don't know.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut Gift Card Online. This is Michelle. How may I assist you?
Hey, Michelle. See, I need a little bit of help. I'm Jim Rose, and I have my friend here, Pepper Squawk.
I'm sorry, I did not get the concern. How can I help you with the gift card?
Oh, my gift card? You see, I went into Walmart, and when I swiped the gift, penis. I didn't know what to say. I was trying to think of a name. No, that was terrible. You listen back, you're like, you're an idiot. But
pathetic.
I'm on the spot, trying to think.
You
of
wanted
a name.
To do this, so you're gonna be on the spot, the G spot primarily.
I need to
open up a Word document.
Okay.
A Word document. Tell her I would see back her. I didn't even see that.
Because the problem is she was talking about gift cards, and I don't know. We're going to go through that. Let's see. How about me trying to get some dinner? So, dinner. Which should my name be? What did I call myself?
Jiminy Crockett.
Jiminy Crockett.
Terrible name.
What did I call myself? I called one of you Pepper Squawk. I was trying to get one of you guys to talk.
Yeah, that's what you do. One of us, when you introduce one of us should go, "Hi y'all, how y'all doing now? I'm from."
I should talk with an accent. Howdy y'all.
No, yeah, that'll never work.
Your name should be Erectile Dysfunction.
Yes.
Now, what you should call yourself is you should call yourself Patrick Moore, Patrick Moore, no, Patrick Michael Stewart, or something like that.
No,
and then you then you go, my name is PMS for short, but who knows, you may not even know what PMS stands for if it's
No, I'm going to call myself Woody Shake.
Woody Shake?
Stupid. All right.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Give me some recommendations.
Make a move.
Make a move. I've never heard of that name.
How about one erection?
Dan Lecture.
You should call yourself Paul Enos. And then she goes, "Well, hello, Mr. All right, Penis. What are you doing?"
No, it's Dan Enos. Dan Enos. That's going to be my name. Zach, you're going to be Rolf.
I'm just watching. I'm just listening to this.
Zach, you're going to be Rolf.
I'm just listening
Jeremy.
To this.
Jeremy. Fine, Liam, you're going to be Rolf Jeremy.
Rolf Jeremy?
No, Jeremy Ron.
You should call me Walter Heimlich. And I'd be like, you put pork on my pizza. I am not a happy Jew now. You made me very upset.
Wow.
I have an idea. All right, here's what I'm attempting to do. I'll tell them I'm driving home from the Jew church.
Driving home for Christmas.
Tell them I'm driving home from the Jew church. And tell them I need something to eat. Pick up something to eat. Alright, we're gonna go from there.
This is so not the way we need to
synagogue.
Go. This is not
you're
the
driving
way this podcast
from the
needs
synagogue,
to go.
Not the Jew church. At least get it PG, dude. Well, hiya, I'm just driving home from the Jew church.
The Jew church.
We play pin the tail on the pig. I didn't do it very well because I ain't never seen a piggy before, but you know.
All right. No, here's the thing. We have to practice this. I have to get good at these.
Oh, no. We don't have all day here. Seriously.
Then when she says, sir, you know, you're wasting your time, and then you should just start breaking down saying, I'm so lonely, nobody talks to me. And she'll be like, sir,
see,
sir.
I'm haircuts. Man, Pizza Hut is the only people who want to have a conversation.
Is the only people? Pizza Hut
oh,
is the
one.
Only people.
Hey, quiet down.
So who am I?
Oh, you're, let's see, let's bring up the notes. You're Walter Hyman.
Hi, thanks for calling Target.com. Now, your red card delivers even more savings at Target.com. When you pay with your red card, you'll get 5% off, plus free shipping. Some restrictions apply. For details, visit Target.com/red card. Please choose from these six options. To get account or product information, reset your password, or place an order, press 1. To check on an existing order, press 2. To get gift registry information, press 3. To get information about Target stores, Target credit cards, or Target debit cards, press 4. For help for questions about your Target store, press 1. For Target credit cards or debit cards, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press 3. To speak with a team member, press 0.
A team member.
Just a moment while we transfer you to a team member. Please keep in mind, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Thanks for calling Target. This is Angel. May I have your name, please?
Oh, hi. I'm Dan Enos. So your name was Angel?
Yes, my name is Angel. I'm sorry that it's not so clear, so if I got you correctly, your name is Ben?
What? My name is Dan Enos, and I'm just talking to my friend here, Walter Hyman. Walter, can you say something?
Hello, my name is Walter.
Alright, give me the phone back. Alright, so...
How can I help you?
What was that?
How can I help you?
Oh, how can you help me? Well, I was actually just driving back... Sorry, my friend tickled me. I was just driving back from the Jew church, and...
I told you, Jew church is not PG!
What the hell? You suck at this.
I know, I do. I'm so bad. See, that's why we're practicing.
Now you're embarrassing yourself publicly.
I know, it's so...
Basically, what you should do is you should say random things down the phone, and I should just interrupt you, and then the woman will get so pissed off, you know, trying to get you to say things properly. It's like, yo, this is not a Jew church. You need to call it synagogue, not a Jew church. Now, come on.
I can't say Jew church. That's I just keep laughing.
Wow.
What would be really, really mean is to say, hello, my name is Adolf. I'd like to buy a Jew
church. Oh,
right.
My gosh.
That is not right. Here.
She said she couldn't hear you very clearly. You need a clear microphone.
Here, Leo. You try one. Here, we'll have you talk to Angel.
Hi. Thanks for calling Target.com. Now, your red card delivers even more savings at Target.com.
Yeah, it does.
When you pay with your red card, you'll get 5% off, plus free shipping. Some restrictions apply.
Yes.
For details, visit Target.com/red card. Please choose from these six options. To get account or product information, reset your password, or place an order, press 1. To check on an existing order, press 2. To get gift registry information, press 3. To get information about Target stores, Target credit cards, or Target debit cards, press 4. For questions about your Target store, press 1. For Target credit cards... Just a moment, while we transfer you to a team member, please keep in mind, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Thanks for calling Target. This is John Jim, if you have your full name. Hello?
Oh, hello.
What?
Hello? I'm sorry, I'm not able to hear you. Can you please speak louder? Hello? I'm sorry, I'm what? Not...
I'm sorry, miss. I got a really bad cold, and it's screwing up my throat. But I'd just like to ask you a question about an order that I bought from your San Antonio store.
Okay.
Well, I bought a L.A. Noir t-shirt. It was discounted from $9.95 to $4.95. But when I got to the checkout, I didn't realize that the woman had charged me $49.95. And I was wondering how I could get a refund.
All right. You said that you purchased something from the store, and you were charged $49.95?
That's correct.
Instead of $4.95.
I was in a hurry, you see, I'm sorry. But I was in a real hurry, and I paid with a $100 bill, but I didn't realize that I got out of the store that I was charged so much.
Do you have the receipt with you?
I'm afraid I don't.
Okay, can I have your name, please?
Why, certainly. My name is Deandro Lopez.
I'm sorry?
Deandro Lopez.
Can you spell that for me, please?
D-E-A-N-D-R-O Lopez. You know, like Jennifer Lopez, the one with the cute buns.
And you said you did not have the receipt?
That is correct.
Okay, where is the receipt right now?
I don't know. If I knew where it was, I'd be able to tell you, but I can't because I don't know where I left it.
Alright, do you still have the item right now?
I do. I'm wearing it.
You're wearing the item. That's good. Do you see the barcode on the item?
I don't. I took all the labels out, you see, and I threw the packaging away.
Okay. Since you are not able to do that, can you please give me, do you know the zip code of the store where you bought the item?
I'm afraid not.
Do you know the city's name?
I don't know that either.
So what do you know?
I know that I went into your San Antonio store. You see, I'm a visitor, and I don't often go into the Texas area, but San Antonio, I was really looking forward to going up and picking up some other items, but that really bummed my day, you see.
And you purchased it in San Antonio?
That is correct.
You said earlier you purchased it in Chicago.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so basically you purchased it in San Antonio, Texas, right? Not in Chicago.
That is correct. I never said nothing about Chicago. I think your ears are playing tricks on you there, miss.
Okay, well, basically, what happened here, I would need to check on that one first, and can I place you in hold for about a minute or two? Let me just check something here, and I'll get back to you, okay?
It's fine. I'll go into the store next time I'm in and around San Antonio.
Okay, sure, not a problem. Is there anything
Thank else? You for your time, miss. Thank you. That's not it, miss. Problem. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks for calling Target. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, then. Hello? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that was quite good, actually.
Cole just like went be right back in the middle of it.
Yeah. That really hurt my voice. Where the hell did she get? Where did she get Chicago from? I think your miss. I think your ears are playing tricks on you.
We need more penis in this penis.
Yes. Well, I'm hardly gonna say, sir, where is it? I'm wearing it around my penis, miss. What is it doing on there? Well, miss, it is a child small. But really, you really think it was gonna be on there? Well, yes, miss, that's why I bought it, so it didn't get so cold on those cold winter nights that are coming up.
You should have done that.
It's a spur of the moment thing, you know. I'm surprised I lasted as long as I did.
Do you guys want to keep going, or because I have to hurry up and go do something? So, do you want me to end it, or do you guys want to keep going?
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Okay.
At least you got something.
Yeah. No, I think I know how to do it now. I have a good idea for the next episode of Hey, Listen After Dark.
Did you hear her when she said, you know, sir, you said you purchased it from the Chicago store?
Yeah.
I was like, no, miss, I said I purchased it from the San Antonio store. I think your ears are playing tricks on you, miss. Miss, you're not helping. I'll just go in store next time. Well, sir, if you're sure. Yes, yeah. Miss, I'm sure I'll go in store next time.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, did she get Chicago from?
Alright, well, nice talking.
Thanks
to you
for
gentlemen.
Coming around.
Anytime, see dudes, ya. Anytime.
Yeah, we'll have to do another prank call session, I guess. But that was fun. So,
How much of this is gonna stay in, though? Like, how long is it gonna come to?
I don't know. We'll see. In due time. Hey, I might even. Yeah, see ya.
Take care.
Yep. Yeah, I might even set up as a new podcast or as an episode, maybe for like if we ever are off for a week, I can put that up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I gotta go. So, see ya.
No, you can throw that in there. You could just call up Liam when we need another podcast and just put together that.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go. Gotta do stuff. So, see you later. Yeah. And, yeah, bye.
See ya.